Everyone is a master. Not everyone is aware of it. Everyone is a master. Not everyone is aware of it. How can we say that? Well, it's easy to act like a human. We act like a human doing all sorts of human things and being all sorts of human ways. And to be a human, people enjoy that. It's to have sympathy, it's to have compassion, it's to have understanding of others, it's to look at others and feel sorry for them. And truly, that is what most people think a human is. It's easy to act as a gender, to be a male or a female, because those are things that are sort of outshining from the body that we live in. It's easy to believe what we say. It's easy what we believe in, what we say and what we think. It's easy to believe those things. But is that true? Is it true that it's easy to believe those things? Is it true to believe that it's easy to believe those things about ourselves? Is that true? Stop and think about it. How often do you think about who you are? How often do you think about who you really are, who you are as a human being and who you are as a divine being? How often do you think of who you are? How often do you really pay attention to who you really are? The skill of mastership needs to be honed. Being a human, we don't have too much trouble honing that. We do that all the time. But being a master needs to be honed. It's a skill. And we have this skill in all of us, because that's our natural beingness. It's naturally who we are. Everyone is a master. And everyone is a master on whatever level they choose to be. If they choose to be a master on the human level, they can do that. If they choose to be a master on the skillful level of music and arts, they can do that. If they choose to be a master on the divinity level, they can do that too. And this, of course, is the easiest level to work on. It's the most comfortable level to work on and be, because that's who we are naturally. We are naturally divine. We are naturally ideal beings. We are naturally fantastic beyond imagination. But we're afraid to shine that forth. Now, people like to act superior to one another. They like to act superior to what other people are doing. And when they act superior like that, what are they doing? When they act superior, they are pretending that they are something that the other person is not. That they are something beyond what the other person... The moment we begin to see in others fantastic qualities of beauty, of honor, of love, of peace, of joy, of wisdom, of divinity, yes, of divinity, the moment we begin to see that in others, then that is in us. So as we look around the world, look everywhere, and seek out divine beings, seek out divine acts, seek out divinity, we will seek it first from within ourselves, because that's where it begins. And as we seek it first from within ourselves, then we begin to live it outwardly. Then we begin to see it in everyone around us. For if you do not have divinity within you, you cannot see it in others. If you do not have peace and love and joy within you, you cannot see it in anyone else. It's so beautiful, so perfect, so wonderful, but it is just within you. It is just within you, and it's always just within you. You are the one. You are the being who looks outwardly and sees the world. You are the one who determines what's going on in the world around you. Is what's going on in the world around you beautiful and divine? Is what's going on in the world around you lovely, thoughtful, courteous, and kind? Is what's going in and on in the world around you that which is good beyond all imagination? If it is, then that's who you are. If it is, then that's all that you know. That's all that you can ever experience. That's all that you can ever be. Because that's all that you know about. Whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he outwardly. And when you look around the world and you find all the world as good and very good, then that is you. We heard the statement that the Master Jesus said. He says to people who came to him looking for help and looking for wholeness, and he said to them, "What wouldst thou of me? What do you want from me? I am the Christ. I am the living God, just as you are the living God. Now, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? I can only give you wholeness and peace, because that's all I see in me, and that's all I see in anyone else. I do not see a world filled with needs. I see a world filled with all the joy and the peace, all the love and the harmony, all the conditions that anyone could ever want. I see them done now. And I see them done because that is my nature. That is who I am. That is my divinity. That is who I am. And that is who you are. And that is who all is." So, the skill of mastership is honed as we look out and see all and call it good. We say, "I am a master." We say that to ourselves, not to others. We say, "I am a master," and as we say, "I am a master," we experience being a master. And as we say, "I am a master," our life is filled with mastership ways of being, of living, of expressing, of the allness that we are. It is truly who you are. It is truly who I am. When we act confident in ourselves that we know the divine is within us, then it is so. See all others, master. When you see all others as master, then you are seeing yourself as a master. You are seeing yourself as that glorious, wonderful expression of all that is good. You're seeing yourself as the purity, the wholeness. You're seeing yourself as the Christ. And this is what each of us should do. Be therefore perfect, even as is the allness, even as is the beauty, even as is the divinity of all, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters to any of us, is to be perfect in every way, to be divine in every way, to be loving in every way. I see all others, masters. When I see all others, masters, then I truly am a master. And I don't think of myself being a master, I just act in the way of a master. And the way of the master is to see all others as masters. The way of the master is to see all divine now. Everyone is a master, but not everyone is aware of it. It's easy to act human, it's easy to act like we are a male or female, mother, father, sister, brother. It's easy to act those ways. And it's easy to believe what we hear said. But what do we do? The skill of mastership needs to be honed, and it's honed by me and by you in everything I think and say and do. And I can begin today as though this is the first day of my life. And truly it is the first day of my life in eternity. I see you there, and I love it. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.